The difference between, turn me up, Brother Gunn. Just play, Brother Todd, if you would. The difference between us and that deadhead crowd is we've been blessed and we realize it. Amen. We know we're an undeserving bunch. Amen. Thank the Lord. Y'all just take your time in the altar. Ain't no hurry. The rest of you can be finding Romans chapter number 8 in your Bible. Romans chapter number 8. While these are finishing up in the altar, let me mention our revival coming up. It has snuck up on me. April 4th, 5th, and 6th. I mean, we're just a week or so away. Brother John Jenkins will be here from the Grace Baptist Church in Michigan. And he is a tremendous preacher. We've got some visiting choirs going to be here to sing. And we're just going to have a good time. Amen? So you be much in prayer. Thank you, Brother Todd. Be much in prayer for our revival meeting. Romans chapter number 8. Maybe we'll just take a little time this morning and brag on God. Can I just say to you, He is a good God. He is a great God. And He is the God. Amen. Romans chapter number 8, some familiar scripture this morning. Sometimes we preach things that are very, very elementary. And sometimes as I preach, you look bored. But every now and then, you need to be reminded. And then there may be somebody here who just don't know. Amen. This morning, I want to remind you about the goodness of God, and the grace of God that works in our lives day in and day out. We're living they said it on the news yesterday. I think it was the news. My wife and I were listening, and the reporter said, we are living in a new America. It's not the America I grew up in. I still love my country. If you want to run it down, don't bring it around me. I'll defend her. Amen? Things are different today than they were in our heyday and in our past history. Times are hard. People are weak. Sin is running rampant in our country. Morals are not just an all-time low, they're nearly gone. Saw a commercial on television, a television show that is targeted at teenagers. Glee. Just in the commercial, two boys kissing. You say, what is that? It's sin. Two girls making out. That's what they're targeting our kids. I'm saying we're living in a different time. And if we're not careful, we'll begin to look at our surroundings and the things going on around us, and we'll get discouraged. But I just want to remind you this morning that God is still in control. He's still on the throne, and He's still calling the shots, whether we realize it or not. Look at Romans chapter number 8, and let's start reading at, 35. Paul says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? And I want you to look at this list. Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? He said, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Now watch how he starts verse number 37. Look at that first little word right there. Say it with me. Nay. You know what that means? No. He said, all these things, shall these things separate us from the love of God? And he gets down to verse number 37 and he says, no. No, it will not separate us from the love of God. Amen. Amen. He said, in all these things, we are more than, say that next word, conquerors through Him that loved us. He said, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Back up and let's look at verse 37 one more time. He said, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. This morning for a few minutes, I want to preach to you, and I'm going to use the title of an old song for my title this morning. I am on the winning side. I am on the winning side. Somebody said, I wonder how the Braves will do this year. Hope they do great, but we're not assured of that. Got new coach and new staff and new players, and we don't know how it's going to go, do we? You know why? Because it depends on the Atlanta Braves and their ability to play ball. Is that right? I'm glad my life is not playing out according to my ability. Amen. I'm glad Brother Charles testified this morning. He said, it's not me, it's all Him. Amen. And He's never lost. Amen. I'm on the winning side. I love reading illustrations, and I read an illustration yesterday I thought was pretty good. There was a huge forest fire out in California years ago, and a National Geographic called one of its local photographers and said, go to the airport, hire a pilot, and get out there and get good aerial photos of that fire. So the guy calls the airport and schedules a plane, and he's in a hurry to get there and get the pictures, and the photographer, he runs to the airport. When he gets to the airport, there's a small Cessna airplane sitting on the runway idling, warming up. Well, he assumes that's his plane. He runs with his camera, jumps in the plane, and said, go, 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 and the guy took off. He said, fly me around to the north side of the fire and go in low. He said, why? He said, so I can get good pictures. He said, I'm a photographer, and that's what photographers do. And the pilot looks over at him and said, you're not the instructor? Sometimes life feels just like that, doesn't it? Like we're flying in a plane and a student is at the wheel. Amen? Amen. Even though our circumstances and our surroundings don't look good, you ever just stop and question God?
Yeah, sir.
You can be honest. Yeah. You're not that spiritual, trust me. I know. Amen.
Amen.
You ever just stop and say, God, what are you doing?
Yes, sir.
Why is this happening? God, this is not fair. Have you ever made this statement? I don't deserve this. Come on, nod your little heads. I don't deserve. What did I do to deserve this? When in reality, we know what we deserve. We deserve hell. We deserve to have to pay the price for our sin. Amen. This morning, just for a few minutes, I want to look at this statement, we are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. You know what it means to conquer? It means to win. I like to win. Come on, can I get a witness? I like to win. I don't like to be the loser. Our coaches used to tell us when we was playing ball, Johnny, they'd say, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. Baloney. Winning matters. Come on, talk to me this week. Y'all was shouting during the singing, now you look like you're about to nod off. You go to sleep, I'm coming stand in your pew and preach right there. Amen. Smile, nod your head. How many of you enjoy losing? Not me. I like the victory party. Amen. Amen. I like throwing the Gatorade on the coach. I like the winning side. Amen. I don't even like to watch a ball game where my team loses. Amen. I'm a fan. I'm a Georgia Bulldog fan. And I'm going to be a fan whether they win or lose. Amen. But I sure hate to see them lose. I hate to spend my money, put the time and effort into going to Turner Field and watching the ball game and go watch them lose.
Yeah.
Oh. Ain't no fun in that. Amen. Well, I'm just here to tell you this morning, if you're a child of God, you are on the winning side.
Yes,
According to the Bible, the children of God are victorious people.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
We can't always see it. We can't always feel it. And we sure don't always live like it. But nonetheless, we are on the winning side. Amen. Somebody ought to just turn around and tell your neighbor this morning, hey, I'm on the winning side. I got some victory. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, but thanks be unto God which giveth us the victory. I believe that's verse number 53 down in there somewhere, right at the end of that chapter. Amen.
Amen.
We're on the winning side. Listen, I've read the back of the book. We win.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I've done seen how this thing winds up, Jason. We're on the winning side.
Amen, brother.
Hey, that day we stood in your driveway and cried like babies. Held your dying, your dead father's hand as he sat in his truck where he went home to be with God. And we wept tears because we miss him. We love him. While we were weeping, he was shouting.
Yeah.
Amen. While we were weeping, he was running. I know his body was laying there. But what made, I might get happy in a minute. What made him who he was running up and down the streets of gold, shouting the victory and giving glory unto God. He didn't lose that day. He won the ultimate battle. Amen. Nature and the flesh says we're not doing all that well. But I've got news for you. I talked to our mortgage company last week, week before last, and I told you we're supposed to have all this money in reserve to keep our loan current and all this junk. And the lady said, well, why is the church doing so bad? I said, ma'am, it ain't. I said, we had 58 people show up for visitation. I said, somebody gets saved every week. I said, the church ain't doing too bad. We're getting the job done for Christ. What you're looking at is the bottom line. What I'm looking at is the finish line. Amen. We may look rough on the outside. But nevertheless, we're on the winning side. This verse that we've read reminds us that we are more than conquerors in spite of how things appear. Amen. How do you shout like Regina did this morning in a dying economy? She's not looking at what's going on out here. She's looking at what God's doing in here. Amen. We've shouted like that at funerals, Brother Freddie. Amen. I remember when Brother J.M., the pastor who stood before me when he went home to be with the Lord, brother, we shouted her out. We even shouted her out more than that when his wife went home to be with the Lord.
Amen.
I'm here to tell you, man, you know why? Because we know that we're on the winning side. Amen. It reminds us in spite of what it looks like or regardless of how we may feel about our circumstances. Listen, I don't always feel victorious, do you? I don't always. Sometimes I want to wave that white flag and say, that's it, I give up. I can't take any more. I wish some of you had my job for about a month. Amen. Nobody ever calls me and says, hey, preacher, praise the Lord, I got a raise. But they sure call me when they lose their job. They don't call me when mama's doing good, they call me when mama's dying. They don't call me and let me know the marriage is working out and everything's going great. They call me and let me know that it's falling apart at the seams. Are you listening? All I get is bad news. You live in that long enough, it'll start to affect you. Amen. You spend enough time in funeral homes and hospitals, it'll get next to you. And we need to remind ourselves every now and then, hey, it may look bad out here. But in here, everything's all right. Amen. How are you doing this morning? Let me ask you again. How are you doing this morning? You know, every now and then, that's kind of a greeting that we meet people. Hey, how are you doing? And everybody says, oh, doing good, doing good, doing good. We lie 90% of the time. And when you ask that question, you really don't want them to be honest. There's some people I don't ask, how are you doing? Because I don't have an hour. And I don't have enough Kleenex in the box. Y'all all right? Sometimes we need to remind ourselves. Hey, listen to me this morning. Don't get mad. Don't get mad. Obama ain't running the show. I'm not counting on the government. I don't care which side of the aisle you own, an elephant or a donkey. It don't make no difference to me. Amen. Are you listening? That bunch ain't in charge. Somebody said, oh, when the election comes, we're going to elect a great president. He's going to change everything. No, he ain't. This thing is not in the hands of man. We've left it in the hands of man, and look where we are. Just let me remind you this morning, I don't care how it looks out here, God's saying, just hang on, weary pilgrim. It won't be long. Just stay in there. Hang in there like a hare in a biscuit. Don't give up. Don't go back. Don't turn around. Just keep trusting me. I've got it. Amen. Amen. You may not feel like a conqueror this morning. You might feel like an inexperienced pilot is driving your plane. Amen? I feel like that a lot of times. But you know what? Now, I've been saved 26 years, I think. I've been saved 26 years for about 5 years. I don't know. I've been saved for some 26 years, sure enough. They sing a song that sums it up. It says, I've been through enough. Y'all might ought to have that ready for the invitation. I've been through enough to know that He will be enough. Amen. I've seen Him come through like the Lone Ranger too many times. Amen. Tied up on the railroad track. The train is coming. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Here He comes. Amen. He's always right on time. Amen. I've learned that I can trust Him with my life. I've learned that I can trust Him with my children. I can trust Him with the finance. I can trust Him with a relationship. I can trust Him with the church. I can trust Him with every area of my life. Amen. Why? Because I got a promise that I'm on the winning side. Amen. I want you to notice a couple of things, and I'll get you out of here. I want you to notice the reality of our conquest. The reality of our conquest. We're in a real battle. Y'all understand that? We are in a real fight. I believe we're very close to the return of Christ. Or the rapture of the church. That'll come first. Amen. I do. I believe we're very close. If you study the Old Testament a little bit and look at what's going on over yonder in the Middle East, can't be far. I'm not one of those that want to put a date on it. We've got the world putting a date on it now. I'm not talking about Christians. I'm talking about the world. Hollywood is trying to put a date on it. We're getting close. We're getting close. Amen. Everything's lining up. We're in a real battle. Now listen, I don't want to discourage you this morning. I want to encourage you. It's going to get worse before it gets better. Amen. We are more than conquerors. You know what it means to conquer? A conqueror is those who gain a surpassing victory. It means to be completely victorious. Are you listening to me? It means to have or to gain an overwhelming victory. Not we won it in overtime. Not we won it with a 3-point buzzer beater. No, an overwhelming victory. More than conqueror. A conqueror would just mean we won. But more than conquering means we dominated. Amen. More than conquering means we pitched a shutout. A no-hitter. Are you listening? The reality of our conquest. We're in a real fight, but we don't have to be afraid. Amen. That's what the Bible says we are. It's not always how we feel. Most Bible believers I know, most Christians I know, feel overwhelmed a lot of the time. You know why? Because we're looking at this. And we're looking in the mirror at this. And that's as far as we see. Paul says that in me, he said, that is in my flesh, he said, dwelleth no good thing. You look within and you will get disgusted. Do you ever just get mad and hate yourself a little bit? Come on, seriously. I mean, just look yourself in the mirror and go, you idiot. You're sorry as dirt. You don't deserve to breathe God's air. You messed up again. You blew it again. You made the same mistake again. You'll never amount to anything. That's what Paul was saying. No matter, Romans chapter 7, the chapter before here. That's when he was saying all that. That's funny how he goes from, no matter how hard I try to do right, I still mess up. And then he goes to, we're more than conquerors. Amen. He's learning as he goes, ain't he? Amen. Are you listening? We're in a real fight. Amen. And if we look at ourselves, we're going to get disgusted. You say, well, speak for yourself. No, I'm speaking for you too. I'm sure there's some dirt under your rug. Some baggage in your closet. Amen. Some of you, some of you ain't got room for your clothes. It's full of bones. Amen. Everybody that comes through that door has got baggage. Amen. Everybody who comes through that door has got a past.
Yes, sir.
Everybody who comes through that door has got problems.
Yes, amen.
Sometimes if this is all we're looking at, you're going to get discouraged.
Amen.
Or disgusted. And then when we look without, if we're not careful, we'll get discouraged.
Yes, sir.
Well, the government's going to fix it. No, it ain't.
Right,
a bailout will fix everything. It ain't helped me none.
Yeah, right.
Has it made a difference in any of y'all?
No.
All them trillions of dollars, y'all get hooked up anyway? Mm-mm. They bought out my mortgage, but I still have to pay it every month. Isn't that weird? Y'all ever thought about that? I was thinking about it the other day. They paid the bank for all them mortgages. I still got to pay it every month. The bank's getting double. They're double dipping. Amen? I'm telling you, you look around, you'll get discouraged. Everybody says, we've got the answer and this will work. And then what we find, it gets worse. If you look within, you'll get disgusted. If you look without, you'll get discouraged. But if you look up, friend, you'll get delivered. Am I in here by myself this morning? What are you saying? I'm saying, look up, look up, look up, look up. Looking up will change the tone of your life. Looking up will change the tone of your voice. Amen. I grew up with coon hounds. Coon hunting. Oh yeah, had some good dogs. Brother Stacy still goes sometimes, and some of these boys around here, I enjoyed that, hear them dogs run. Did you know a dog sounds different when he's looking up? Are you listening? We know when the dog is treed. When he's running with his nose on the ground, he's got an old deep, yo. And boy, he gets looking up, but that voice raises. Yo. I mean, boy, his whole attitude changes. I'm telling you, quit your nose off the ground. Quit looking in the mud. Quit looking in the dirt. Look up this morning and find encouragement. Find deliverance. Amen. We're on the winning side this morning. Amen. Talk to any old coon hunter. They'll tell you. They'll listen to that dog. Oh, he's about to tree. They can tell by the tone of his voice. I know by talking to you. When I meet you throughout the week, if I run into you at Walmart, I can tell how you're doing. By how you're barking, amen? Amen. Don't you bark at me at Walmart, amen? Sure as the world, I'll be walking through Walmart tomorrow. Somebody go, whoo, whoo, whoo. Amen. Listen. The reality of our conquest, it's real. But be reminded, we're on the winning side.
Amen.
Accept by faith the promise of God.
Yes.
You say, preacher, I'm having a hard time. You say I'm more than a conqueror, but I'm not experiencing any victory. The game is not over. The game is not over. Me and Levi, wherever he's at, there he is. Me and Levi, when he was little, Brother Tom King, our head usher, he worked for a company, and they gave him tickets all the time. He'd call me just once a month, say, hey, I got tickets, you want to go? And there's always good seats right behind home plate. I remember the first time we went, I forgot his name. Shoot, mine went blank. A pitcher that was pitching. I always watched TV, and I thought, I could hit that. Till I sat behind home plate. I didn't even know the ball was there until I heard it hit the glove. Amen. Yeah. But we were there at that game, and we were watching that ball game. And about the seventh inning, the Braves was getting stomped. People got up and started leaving. You know what they did? They lost hope.
Yeah. Yeah.
They gave up.
Right. Come on now.
Amen. Top of the eighth inning, bases are loaded. Chipper Jones comes to the plate and knocks one about 450 feet. I said, glad we stayed.
Yeah.
Business is picking up.
Yeah.
Eighth inning, they had a rally. They had a comeback. Hey, it may look bad for the church right now, but hang on. We're about to rally. We're about to come back. Amen. Hey, the bases are loaded. Chipper's at the plate. It's fixed to turn around. Don't give up on God.
Amen.
Except by faith.
Amen.
The outcome. The game's not over.
Amen.
Over and over and over, we've seen athletes. We've seen Christians beaten in the middle of the game. And they still got no whole another half to go.
Amen, bro.
Just because it don't look good right now doesn't mean it's over.
Amen.
Trust God by faith, the reality of our battle.
Amen.
Then the realm of our battle. What does that cover more than conquerors in what? Look at the list. He said in all these things. He went down through their name in all these things. Then he said, no, for we are more than conquerors through Christ or in Christ. Listen to me carefully. That in spite of those who charge us, that's what he said in verse 33. God has already. You ever had anybody call you a hypocrite?
Yeah.
Sure you have. You may not know it, but they have. But you know what? God's already declared you justified.
Yeah.
You ever had anybody judge you? That's what he's talking about. You ever had anybody judge you?
Yeah.
That's all right. We're not answering to man.
That's right. Yeah.
We're answering to God. Amen?
Amen.
In spite, in verse number 34, of those who condemn us.
Amen.
Oh, man, you can get on the internet. There's a whole crowd of folks out there condemning our church. We're a cult. Did y'all know that? We're a cult. We're going to drink Kool-Aid tonight, and we're all going to go out in the parking lot and catch a comet. Stupidest thing I ever heard. Not a cult. We're an independent Baptist church that preaches the Bible. Amen? I don't worry. Somebody said, does that bother you? Not a bit, man. Tells me we're doing right. My granddaddy used to say, son, remember, if they're kicking you in the rear end, you must still be out front. Amen? Amen. Some of y'all need to get a hold of that. The realm of our conquest, the realm of our victory, in spite of those who charge us, those who condemn us, in verse 35, those who confound us. He said through tribulation. Wow, been through some of that. Distress, persecution, famine. You know what famine is? It's a lack of resources. Look that word up, famine. It's a lack of resources, a lack of necessities. That's my promise for the economy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, this thing may bottom out.
Amen.
What happened in the Civil War may happen again. You know, there were some rich people in the South. One day they went to their safe, and all that money they had wasn't worth the paper it was printed on.
Amen.
Well, you better listen. You may have to grab onto that promise and hold on tight. Okay, God, it don't look like it right now, but you said. He said through nakedness. That's just simply lack of clothing. to be in a state of destitution. You say, it won't never happen to me. Oh, let Brother Robbie take you down to 316 Peter Street in Atlanta some Friday night. I've told this story over and over, and I got to quit. I know some of y'all done quit on me. I remember one Friday night, going one of the first times I ever went to the rescue mission, I preached. Brother Gary Barnes was the director of the mission. A black gentleman came to the altar, and I got down to pray with him. He smelled so bad, I was gagging and heaving while I was praying with him. Shared the gospel with him. He got saved.
Amen.
After the service, Brother Barnes said, "Brother Eddie, do you know who this man is?" I said, "I ain't got a clue." I said, "I know he's a child of God. I know that." He said, this man, just a little over 2 years ago, was a prominent attorney in a huge law firm in New York City. He said he drove the most expensive cars, lived in the most expensive apartments in New York City, a wealthy man. I said, "What happened?" He said, "He's got on cocaine. Lost his license to practice law. Was sued for millions of dollars. His wife then left him and took what he had left." Don't tell me. If a prominent attorney can go from the penthouse in New York City to the altar, homeless in a rescue mission in Atlanta, Georgia, who am I? Who am I? The realm of our conquest. We need to remember that God is in control. He said through nakedness, through peril, through sword, He said we are more than conquerors. Listen to me carefully. I'm almost done. We are more than conquerors, not by avoiding these things. That bunch of liars on the television preach, if you'll get saved and send them $20, you won't never have no more trouble. Why don't we reverse that? You send me $20 and that'll sure enough help my trouble. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all all right?
Amen.
We're more than conquerors, but not by avoiding these things, but by triumphing over them through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Our pain and our suffering is very real. Very real. I don't make light of our problems because it's real.
Yes, sir.
When we lose a loved one, it hurts. Our heart aches. Amen. We're human. But just as real as our problem is, just as real as that is, so is what God is doing in our lives.
Amen.
Sometimes through these things that discourage us so bad, God is trying to refine our life. Just like a goldsmith does with the gold. As he melts it down, he puts it through the fire, he puts it through the test. And that gold melts down. The dross in silver, I guess it's the same in gold. All the impurities float to the top. And he scrapes them off. You know what? You know what he'll do after that? He'll do it again. You know what he does after that? He'll do it again to get that gold to its purest form. You say, "I don't understand what God's doing in my life." He may just be refining you. Hang on. You're on the winning side. Amen. He may be refining our lives. He may be remaking our lives. He may be realigning our lives. Amen. He may be realigning. What do you mean? Changing the direction of our life. Amen. God is working in us to bring us to the place where life ceases to be about us and all about Him and His will for our lives. Amen? This process can be painful, but it's necessary. The reality of our battles, the realm of our battles, and lastly, and I'm done, the reason for our battles. The reason. Paul tells us that the only reason that we are victorious in this life is through Him that loved us. The only reason. Not because you're powerful. You're not.
Amen.
But He that liveth in you.
Yes, bro.
has all power. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. What are you saying? You're on the winning side. Look up, child of God. You've already won. Get out of the dumps. Lift your spirits a little bit and come to a place where you can be joyful and thankful again. You say, yeah, but it's bad. It may be bad out here, but it's going to end with heaven, friend. Amen. Our victory does not lie within ourselves. It's in Him and Him alone. Listen to me. Brother Todd, y'all come if you would. At the end of the day, at the end of the day, no matter what the day has brought forth, at the end of the day, I am still a child of God. Did you understand what I just said? At the end of the day, I am still a child of God. You can take my money. You can take my health. But there's one thing I've got you cannot take away from me. There is a part of me that the government has no control over. And that's the eternal destiny of my soul. At the end of the day, hallelujah, I am still God's child. I'm still heaven bound with a hammer down. Somebody ought to just get happy and thank Him and praise Him this morning. Amen. Can I get a witness? Somebody help me. If y'all turn loose a little bit, we could have church in here this morning. Amen. It's good preaching whether you like it or not. At the end of the day, I'm still a child of God. If health is gone, if wealth is gone, old Job looked at his wife and said, I came in this thing naked, and naked I shall return. You know what he said? He said, the Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. At the end of the day, I'm still God's child. My future is heaven, and the devil's is hell. Just remind old smutty face of that next time he's trying to get you down. You ever do that? Devil's giving you a hard time? You going to hell, big boy. You going to burn forever and ever and ever. I'm going to live with the victor in glory. Amen. If you get to heaven, it'll be because of the victory that Jesus already won for you. If you make it through another day, it'll be because of the victory that the Lord has already won for you. Oh, Sister Peg McCamey used to sing that song. She said, the battle is His. The victory is mine, and victory is sweet. Let's stand our feet this morning. The battle is His. The victory is mine, and victory is sweet. Listen, while they get ready to sing this morning, I wonder if just for a moment we could just bow our heads. Nobody looking around. I wouldn't be much of a man of God if I didn't take just a second and ask this question. I wonder if there's somebody here today who's not sure where you'll spend eternity. What I'm asking is, if you died right now, are you sure heaven would be your home? I wonder if there's one here today say, preacher, I don't want to die and go to hell. I'd like to get this thing about my salvation settled in my heart. Please pray for me. I won't come to you. I wouldn't embarrass you for nothing. I'm just going to pray for you. Wouldn't call your name. Wouldn't do it. I'll call your name before God, but that'll be the only one. If you just slip up your hand, say, preacher, I'm not sure I'm saved. Please pray for me. Anybody like that? Thank you so much. I see your hand, hon. Thank you. Thank you for being honest. Anybody else? Listen to me carefully. Maybe you're like many that are here today. Say, preacher, I know I'm saved. There's no doubt in my mind. But I've had my eye more on the battle here lately.
than I have the one who's fighting it for me. Pray I would get my eyes off of what is wrong and get my focus back on the Lord where it ought to be and realize that He's in control. How about it? Hands all over this building. Thank you for your honesty. Let's pray together, Father, as we come to you this morning in Jesus' dear sweet name. Lord, you've seen the hands that were raised. Lord, don't let this young lady leave today without knowing you as her Savior. Let this be the day, God, that she wins the greatest victory of her life. Lord, the day that she can walk out the door and say, I am a child of God. At the end of the day, no matter what, I am God's child. God, please give her that this morning. Lord, you already have. All she's got to do is accept it. Help her to do that today. Lord, help your children that are struggling. You saw their hands. Lord, everybody in this place is fighting some kind of battle, some kind of fight, some kind of trouble, some kind of pain, some kind of problem. Lord, I pray that they'd get a good dose of you this morning. Lord, and leave this place encouraged with a song in their heart, a spring in their step. God, give them what they need this morning. Father, we'll thank you and we'll praise you. We'll give you all the glory. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.